She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. This is episode 2. What are your views on men's mental abuse? Okay, so let's hop into it. Any relationship you have requires high levels of self-awareness and self-love with wisdom. That's for men and women. If you don't know how to properly love yourself, you will accept nonsense. If you are not aware of your own do's and don'ts as a man, you allow women to manipulate how you show up for yourself. If vagina rules your manhood, you already lost. All right, I said a lot, but I said what needs to be said. Okay, now that that's understood, let me explain. Never would I ever recommend anyone stay in a relationship where anyone disrespects you. A woman who disrespects a man she is with will never see him as an equal or a leader. So the longer you stay there, the longer you stick through it, the longer you put up with it, the lesser she's going to see you. We are wired as women to never speak down on men we truly believe in. We respect men who we truly love and men who we think are worthy of our best. So if a woman is staying with you, talking down to you, disrespecting you, she doesn't see this relationship long term, and she thinks you're a joke. All right, so if you find yourself in a relationship with a woman who does these things, the quicker you end it, the better for you, the better your peace. Take advantage of the wisdom I'm giving you, okay? Anyone who is willing to take advantage of anyone's care and love is abuse, in my opinion. Staying is also allowing. Giving them room to disrespect you, giving them room to put hands on you, giving them room to threaten you, and not checking it and not telling someone about it. Because that's another thing when it comes to men. And abuse from women. Society makes men feel lesser than for saying something about that, doing something about that, having a boundary for that. And you shouldn't feel lesser, okay? It is a human right to be in a relationship where you are respected and valued. Trying to fix a woman that doesn't see a problem in her behavior, her mindset, or her actions is pointless, okay? It is not up for you to fix it. It is not up for you to allow her to see that. Just like women experience this, so do men. Men get harassed. Men are psychologically tormented. Men are stalked by other women. Men experience sexual abuse, coercion, controlling factors when it comes to sex, accusatory threats that are made with them when it comes to sex, emotional abuse, physical abuse, threats after not getting their way, and legal bias from the law. And I had to put that in there because there's a lot of men who do not report what women do to them. There's a lot of men who do not report the 1,000 calls they got last night. There's a lot of men who do not report the fact that this person stalks them on their social media, pops up at their mom's house, threatens to do things to their kids, threatens to make them lose their job, pops up in the most impractical places, threatens to do certain things to them, and police, lawyers, judges make it seem like it's not a big deal. You know, you should be able to handle that, or, you know, I understand that this person is not on the lease, but because of this county, it's going to take at least 3 months for them to move out. And so you put, not you, but society puts women who have no positive impact in your life in spaces where things can further get worse because of certain laws or certain rules being in place. And I understand it because I've seen it. I understand it because I have single men who are friends of mine who've told me the stories of a woman that was at their house for a week or 2 weeks, received certain mail there, and now this is seen as her residence. And because of the certain county that he lives in, he cannot kick her out. She has to be evicted. So men go through things just like women go through things when it comes to people who are mentally abusive. And when you know you're losing respect for a person, you need to walk away. When you know a person is losing respect for you, you need to leave the situation. Date who likes you, who values you. And if you love how they treat you, stay in that relationship. Continue that relationship. Loving a woman based on her looks is shallow and dangerous. No woman should be able to hit you. No one should be able to talk down to you, make you feel lesser about yourself. No woman should be able to meet you with threats in order for you to do things for her or hold certain acts over your head. And if that is happening, that is abusive. Just because a woman is smaller doesn't make her less of a threat. Just because a woman makes less money than you doesn't make her less of a threat. Men have to have a strong level of discernment when choosing to have certain relationships with a woman. It could be dating. It could be inviting them to your house. Hotels are hotels for a reason. Use them, okay? Just because it seems like it should work with a woman and y'all have similar interests doesn't mean it works. It doesn't mean they're good in your life. A lot of women are attracted to certain toxic behaviors that they grew up seeing. A lot of women are continuing toxic behaviors that were done to them. All right. And as a man, if you're dealing with any of the things I'm about to go over, you shouldn't be in any relationship. Okay. If you are dealing with having a hard time controlling your emotions, you shouldn't be in a relationship. If you are seeing a cycle of having relationships and losing relationships with people, maybe you should take some more time to yourself. If you're noticing certain behaviors when things don't happen your way, or certain behaviors in the woman that you're talking to where they react, or what do they call that? Crash out. They crash out when they don't get their way. They try to open the door on the highway. They threaten to hurt themselves. You need to leave that relationship. If you find yourself having emotional highs and lows because this person is saying certain things to you, one day you have a great day. Next day is very mellow. And then it's like a whole blow up, a whole situation, and you go through roller coasters of this throughout the relationship, you need to end that relationship. if you feel unworthy with this person and you felt great before this person, you need to end the relationship. If you feel confused or less confident about yourself ever since this person came into your life and was dating you or having any sexual relationship with you, you need to end that relationship. And don't get me wrong, you don't have to be in a relationship to have a person affect your energy. If you're sexually being active with a woman or a partner, you are exchanging energy. If you are letting a person come into your home who is not peaceful, who is always having negativity, who is always angry, who is always disrupting your peace, that is going to affect you. So any of these things that might be happening with you and another person, you should not be in a relationship yet. It is possible later on you might be ready for a relationship, but right now, having a relationship with this person is not it. If mentally you don't feel like you're 100%, you don't feel good about yourself, you don't feel good about where you are in life, this person is just exhausting you and sucking your energy, this is not the person you should be with. And some people can be so miserable with themselves that they drag you down also. It is okay to spend time with yourself. It is okay to not date for a year. It is okay to not be in a relationship. If your mom or your dad has a problem with the fact that you're not with someone, or you didn't bring anybody for Thanksgiving dinner, or you didn't bring anybody over for Christmas, not a problem. You haven't met the person you want yet. You haven't met the person that's right for you yet. Spend the time and work with a therapist and go to the gym. Okay? I've been running daily and that has been helping my energy be where it needs to be. That has been helping me focus in. I feel way better about myself. And sometimes when you're single, that's the best thing you can do. In relationships, that's the best thing you could do for clarity, is to do things that are good for your body that make you feel good, right? And so as a man, you do not deserve anything less from a woman or a partner. If someone is not treating you right, if someone is being abusive mentally, emotionally, physically, leave that relationship. End that relationship. Stop trying to fix someone's problems that they had prior to you. That is not your job. You are not Superman. You are not their therapist. Okay? A lot of men get caught up with the wrong person in the wrong relationship, and it completely sidelines their life. Okay? You don't have to be that man that's trying to save that woman, trying to make her life better when she doesn't want better. She wants to drag somebody down with her. Just because you have a baby with someone doesn't mean you have to be in that relationship with them. Some people have babies with the most toxic people that they can ever invite into their life. But unfortunately, y'all share a child and y'all have to make something work where y'all communicate for the sake of that child. But she doesn't have to be in your home. She doesn't have to mentally abuse you. She doesn't get to physically abuse you. She doesn't get to threaten you, right? A lot of men need to learn what their rights are when it comes to them being fathers with their children. No woman should be able to use a child you share with her against you. You shouldn't have to wait till a child is 18 to have a relationship with them. Okay? So, I wish you the best.
She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside. Under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. There's a lot of people who are not willing to understand other people that they want to date. They just want to get something from them. So that's what I'm going to be digging into, explaining. The whole season is recorded and scheduled already all the way into January, okay? Do your best. But yeah, men get mentally abused also. Men get physically abused from women also. And there's a lot of men who are ashamed to say so. There's a lot of men who are embarrassed to call 911 and make a complaint and file restraining orders. There's a lot of men who are scared to take a mother to court about their children. Don't be scared of that. Okay, because the more men step up and say, I want to be in my child's life, I want to see my child, I have no problem paying child support if I need to, but I also want to have visitation with my child, the more the laws and the courtrooms will see parenting
equally. Okay? Right now, I would say it's kind of biased. But that's not what this episode is about. That's just my personal opinion. But I'm not pro abusing a man. I'm not pro being with a man and him feeling scared of me or doing what I say when I tell him to do it. That's not attractive. That's not sexy to me. That's not appealing to me. So I would never do it. If I'm not adding to a man's life, if I'm not making him happier, if I'm not bringing him more peace, I don't want to be here. If a man doesn't like me, but he says he loves me, there's no way. There's no way. This is not working. And sometimes a woman has to be the one to say, this is not working. I'm not good for you. Because some men don't know how to tell a woman, this is not working. We're not good for each other. Some men will ride out a horrible marriage for decades. Some men will ride out a horrible relationship for decades because they don't want to deal with the woman's feelings. But you're allowed to be happy and you're allowed to be at peace. And the quicker you end that relationship, the better you'll feel. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. This is episode 2. Thank you so much for checking it out. You can find me at shanbepodding.com, shanbepodding on social media, and be good to yourself. Be honest with yourself. And if you find yourself in an abusive relationship, get out of it. ASAP.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.